can just have your attention, please. I want to thank Rabbi Schwartz for taking from his time and coming to present to us. That's something that's very, very special, very important over here. And as my wife said before, it's not the bug which ate Silver Spring. Our goal is to make sure it's not Silver Spring which did not eat the bug. That is our goal. Next week, I'll be giving another shiur, so if there's any questions along the way which Rabbi Schwartz wants to punt, I will write them down and try to address them next week. What I'm going to talk about next week is going through some of the lachas of when you're mechuyev to check, when you're not mechuyev to check, when checking doesn't work, checking on Shabbos, so we'll have time about, checking, cleaning on Shabbos, those type of the halachic aspect elements, which if a person forgot to check, what's the status of your food? Those type of questions. We'll be talking about that next week. And meanwhile, we're giving over the floor to Rabbi Schwartz. Thank you, Rabbi Schwartz.
You're welcome. In the Parsha Shmini, it says, "Lo sitamus nafshuseichem b'chol asheretz v'romish al ha'aretz k'ani Hashem amal le'etzchem eretz Mitzrayim." So that the Baruch Hu says, "You shouldn't be tamei your souls with any type of creeping insects, because I took you out of Mitzrayim. Amal Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I brought you higher up from Eretz Mitzrayim." So usually it says, "Amotzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out." What does Amayla Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim? What does the word Mayla mean? So Rashi brings down, "Almanash Shekabu Mitzvoisai Elisi Eschem. Kini Hashem Amal Eschem Bekulim Kasiv Vahaytseisi." Every place says, "Vahaytseisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Lecham Kasiv Amayla." If the only reason why I took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim because you shouldn't be tami yourself with insects, with shrotzim, kamo mitzrim, kananim, some people say kishar umasoilim, dayim. And that's the maila. That's the maila of Kali Yisrael is, it separates them from the umasoilim, is that they are not mitami themselves with shrotzim. Sometimes I, in the kashrus, when I'm doing checking, some of the non-Jewish people look at me and say, "What are you doing?" He says, "It doesn't bother me. These are insects, but it's a shikah. It's not a nice thing. It's an ugly thing." And the Chazal also say that it's worse than eating certain types of treifas. There are a number of lavim. First of all, when a person ingests a small insect, he's ingesting a whole being. So that makes it worse than eating even a piece of tarpus. And then many lavim, 5-6 lavim, depending on the insects and depending how he eats it and depending how big it is. But it's a serious problem. And one of the questions people ask the Mishgichim, why all of a sudden the problem became now? Why? What happened many, many years ago when we were growing up? There wasn't this problem. I remember when I was a child, even older than that, people when they checked, the only time they checked any for insects was Erev Pesach, romaine lettuce. And that was the only time you checked. Romaine lettuce wasn't even known then. It was just something that Erev Pesach, you ate romaine, you didn't eat romaine the whole rest of the year, and you checked. And that was the only time you checked for any type of insects. So the question people ask, why is it different now? Why all of a sudden do we have to check for insects? Why is it such a big problem? So I brought down three reasons. One of the reasons is because in the older times we, in the last couple of years, or 15, 20 years ago, USDA allowed very potent pesticides, DDT and other pesticides. And these pesticides really took care of the problem. And there wasn't any problem with insects. So that's why many years, when I was in yeshiva, they actually gave raw broccoli and other types of vegetables are very problematic now. But in those days, the DDT took care of a lot of these insect problems and they didn't have them. It's interesting to note that in the old, long before that, when the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, the problem was eating kosher, getting kosher food in stores. It was very difficult to get kosher foods. You had to look at the ingredients. If it said shortening or gelatin, that was a problem. But otherwise, people ate it and probably was okay in those days. But vegetables wasn't the problem. Now the exact opposite happened. That nowadays, the vegetables are problematic, and the foods that we eat in the grocery stores, and the meat especially, in the kashrus, is much better. So that's one of the reasons, is because of the pesticides. The other reason is because of the vegetables coming from out of the country. Now there's a big trade. We have trade from all over the world, and vegetables come from Mexico. And the Mexican vegetables are sometimes worse than American, many times worse. And when they come here, not only are they bad, but they also bring the insects from other countries, and that creates a bigger problem. That's the second reason. The third reason is really a spiritual reason. The Rav Chaim says that we know that the spiritual environment affects the physical environment. So many times, we know that from even Parshas Noach, from the Parshas in the Chumash, that if the environment of the Ruchnius, the spiritual environment of the country or of the world is worse, is bad, then it affects the physical. So and we know we can understand that very easily, because over the few years, tomorrow is voting day, we're voting on something that's very unusual. Years ago, people never thought of something, think of something that we have to vote of. What is marriage, what isn't marriage? But the spiritual environment became very bad, and that affects the physical environment. And the physical environment, is bugs and insects are not a bracha, they're a club. So that's the Orach Chaim said. He said that 150 years ago. I'm going to start now with certain vegetables. I'll go down a list of vegetables. I have to tell you that the vegetables that we have and the insects are very tiny. You're not going to see large insects. The problems are that the insects are tiny. They're like slivers. And sometimes these slivers move, and sometimes you see them when you cut a fresh piece of lettuce, you actually see them. But you have to look for them. You have to know how they look like. They're very, very small, and that's the problem that a lot of people have. You can't see them. The Mashgichim are trained for that. But people other people from housewives and even their husbands, it's very difficult to find them unless they know what they're looking for. I have here
I have here an insect. It's very, very small. Are we going to pass it around?
I can't see it in the house.
I have one second. Here, I'll start with once it start.
What are we looking for?
No, it's the same color of the
Now I can show you, I can go this way and show you the pictures. That's actually one that I found in some lettuce. But this is, you can pass this around. You get the idea from this too. You see it?
Yeah. I can spot
that. Here, you can pass this around. See?
Right.
Yeah. You can. If you, the thing is, it the light box does help. Yeah, you have to know what you're looking for. Actually, anybody ask any questions, they can ask.
How often in a head of romaine, how many things is the normal size?
I'm going to check romaine. I have romaine here. It's hard to tell. It depends a lot on what you have. Every romaine, one case of romaine could be infested. Another case is clean.
But like on a clean piece, on a clean head or heart, whatever, is it normal that you won't find any? Or
sometimes, one? Yeah, sometimes. I'll explain that. I'm going to go through the list. I have a list of all the vegetables.
I just bought this.
I'm going to start with alphabetically. Artichokes. Artichokes are very infested. They have many insects, and they come inside it's open. It's an open leaf, and the many insects that come inside, and the OU does not use them on their ashgachas. So artichokes, unless you use the bottom, cannot be used. It's not used. It's not used by the OU, and caterers do not use them, and the hashkafas don't use them. Asparagus is the common vegetable a lot of people want, a lot of people eat. It's also very, very hard to check. The problem with asparagus is that they have leaves on the side, and the insects go into those leaves. And also on the head of asparagus, there's many places for the insects to hide. So many hashgachas, when they use asparagus, they shave off the mashgichim shave off the sides and cut off the tip. Basically, you're left with something that looks like a string bean. But that it's problematic. It is problematic. Here they allow mashgichim to use it, but it's a complicated. It's a big effort and it's very complicated.
So what is your recommendation?
What? Recommendation is not to use it. Okay. The OU does not use them at the... I don't think the OU uses them at the commissaries.
Can I go?
Yeah.
Because I once asked Rabbi Sanders, I said, can you check asparagus? And he said, no. But then you go to an affair that the vod here
very
controls, and then
question.
They're serving asparagus, and like, why is it not okay, but then you're serving it at an affair?
Let me go back a little bit. When you're checking vegetables, one of the problems is that it's not like the people in the commissaries and the chefs, they wash this. What happens if it's dirty, you know, it's not clean? And they have to do it over and over again. What happens with asparagus is that the mashgichim that do it, it's a whole complicated way. They bang it on a white paper. They agitate it in water, mm-hmm. and they do it a few times, and they put types of soaps in them. So it's very complicated, and you have a point, and it may be stopped. You know,
because I could do the same thing. I could agitate.
No, you can't. I mean, I'll tell you, it's. It is that easy. You really have to. One of the things I wanted to say is, you have to have the time. You have to have the focus. You have to have the light. You can't be. You have to really concentrate on something. If you're going to serve supper like half an hour, the kids are there, and there's a tumult in the house, and you're going to sit there with the focusing on something that very, very tiny. It's very difficult. And even that, what happens if you do find something? So you have to wash it over again. So it's a problem. One of the things that the VAD is working on right now is trying to figure out what to do with asparagus. Right now they do allow it. I think Rabbi Winter Zichron of Racha did allow it. Private people to do it. It's so complicated that it wouldn't work. You know, that's what their concern is. But it works if you cut off the whole thing. But that's go ahead.
Well, I was talking with Rabbi Sanders about artichoke, and he said that if you, as you peel it, you just check the thing as you're going, you're eating it. Like, you take off a piece, you look before you take a bite, that it's not a...
I worked with the OU, you know. I'm trying to get that every kashrus agency has a different, have a CRC,
right,
and a Star K.
Right, so the Star K has like different things.
You're right. I'm trying to go. The OU is basically the head of all the kashrus organizations. So I try to do like the OU says. Like I said, even if you do check artichokes, it's so complicated and it's so time consuming, it just isn't worth it. In Mashgichim, when the caterers want mashgichim to do it, they see right away that it's going to take its time consuming. It doesn't pay for them. It doesn't pay for the caterers to use it because it's going to be dirty and they have to re-clean it, so it doesn't pay. It's that's why I just said the OU does not allow it in their parties. One of the next vegetable I have are beans. Beans generally are not a problem. The only thing is if you keep them for a long time in a damp place, and they're punctured, the bag is punctured, it could be a problem, worms get in there. And Rabbi Reingold told me, and I saw there's a sign that there's alerts out that people should be careful about barley. For some reason, barley became infested. It wasn't a problem till very lately, and some people saw it already in the stores here, that barley became infested. And the way to check it is basically put it in the water 15, 20 minutes and check the water. It's something new, and it's one of these things. For some reason, it just happened. I don't know. It could be, but
Are we looking for black bugs, white bugs? Like, are you using a white pan and you're checking?
I would use a white pan. I think the people told me that I didn't see them. People that saw them, they said they're obvious. You know, you can really see them. They're floating on the top, and they it's easy to see. Like I said, it's one of those things that they're also. I went to a caterer, and one of the chefs told me that, you know, Rabbi, there's little spiders, spider mites, tiny spiders in the grapes, outside the grapes. So I knew before that they had alert also. For some reason, the grapes have these little spiders. A lot of grapes have spiders on them, and tiny spiders on them. They have to be washed very carefully. It's something new. Some people say it could be because of the climate problems we had with the drought we had in the Midwest. And that created problems with the corn. Some people say there's problems with corn in the cob now, because the drought and other problems too.
With the grapes,
yeah.
So I always check barley the way that you suggested, which is soaking it for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But in the CRC says to use a credit card,
right.
And it's dry and push it like in little sections. So which is the correct way to?
I have three folders here. Each folder has a different way. Each vat has a different way of checking things.
If you check it with water, then that's.
I think that's enough.
Adequate.
I think that's enough. That should be enough.
As long as you're using one of the VOD's methods, star K, capital K, OU, someone's method, you're okay?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. I mean, the VOD doesn't, one of the issues, the VOD does not have each Mishgiach, as long as he's comfortable with what he's doing, I get concerned if I don't see any bugs. That means I'm not doing, and I'm afraid that I'm not doing something right. And when Mishgiach feels the way he does it, it works for him, it's okay. But the VOD does not have a general standard. Sometimes we follow the OU, we follow the Star K, but it is something that's one of the bottom in the country.
We've got a little bit of a problem. We can't find the bugs, so can you help us relocate the bug?
There is somebody. Where's the light? I had a light.
You need the light. The light is underneath. From underneath.
Underneath.
On the very bottom.
Did you see it?
And it's on the stalk part, the whiter part.
It's so small,
it's amazing.
Yeah, hold it. Yeah.
How can you tell? I don't know if I saw it or not. I saw a little speck or two.
Yeah.
Is that a bug? It wasn't moving. Or how do you tell a bug?
You really have to have the honest answer is you really, you know, Mashgichim, this is what they do. So they do it a lot of times and they see it. It's not something that really a person, the first time he sees it, will. You know, can always. You see it?
Not just me, nobody could find it now. Either it went away, or he scared it, or
we're not good checkers.
So the lights became weak.
Maybe it went away, maybe you scared it.
Listen, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess the battery. It was there. Yeah, there were two of them. Yeah, they actually were, but sometimes they're alive.
Besides rinsing the grapes.
No. They're dead. I mean, if they're not dead, then they're. No, I think the.
What's that battery using?
Yeah, there it is. There it is. See it? Yeah, little line.
That's the trip.
Yeah,
the ladies
want to
see it.
Okay, I
I'm never going to see it.
Can you see that over there?
1 second.
See it?
No, but I don't see anything. So.
No.
Oh, that line? That little line there?
On the vegetable, yeah. This is easier to see. These are that's our smaller ones, but you have to look for these are much easier. Those are.
Yeah, they're black.
Yeah,
and they have legs.
They move.
No, they don't have legs, though.
Not anymore.
Those are bigger ones. It is very difficult to see. These are called thrips. They're very, very tiny. They come in different colors. We have pictures of them. I passed around the... Yeah, go ahead.
When you get like a bag, so some usually like the dull Roman star hands.
Yeah.
They just wash it and they go away? Are they still there?
I rely on my behind them, and I don't know exactly how they do it. I think they wash it a few times, and I think that's it. Like I said, we rely on our behind them, and whatever they do, I'm not sure what they do, but they have a star K, and that's really good enough for us.
I'll be talking about that next week, how that works.
Broccoli. Broccoli is I'll just say one thing. I have a note here. Broccoli bodek. Broccoli is difficult to check. It's very difficult to check. It's difficult for mashkichim, and it's the insects hide in all the florets, I think they call them, and it's a complicated. Sometimes the OU says you boil them, you parboil them, and you put them in ice because it opens up the broccoli leaves, and then you check it, and then you check the water. You check the water was boiled in. You check the water that you put in later. It's a complicated thing. And that's why there's bodek. It doesn't pay. It doesn't pay, and the effort, the toil does not pay to do it. And it's very difficult. Even if you think you know how to do it, or you think it's clean, it's very possible that it isn't clean. So broccoli is bodek, and I think most people do that, as far as I know.
When you say bodek, is that also genetic for golden flow?
Golden flow, yeah, all of them. Brussels sprouts is very infested. OU said should not be used. OU doesn't use them. Cabbage. So this is something that I brought. When you have a cabbage, you buy a cabbage, usually it has a lot of very dirty leaves on it. They're called wrapper leaves. Cabbage have wrapper leaves. These leaves are sometimes usually thrown out even before they get to the stand, to the vegetable stand. They're not, when I count, we're going to count the leaves, how many leaves you have to check, but the wrapper leaves are thrown away, and they're you can see right away that nobody's going to use them. There's basically they're trash. What we do with cabbage is that we split it in half. This was a very big cabbage, so we split it in fourths. And you take out six leaves. You don't have the... Try.